In this episode of Bear Podcast,
masturbating besides your partner,
Bear Den in New York,
tracking people via Grindr,
and the painter who uses his penis.
All these coming up on Bear Podcast. Bear Podcast 553. Bigger than the earth, floating through space.
Kind of concerns many of us, even gay people.
He used to be cute, but that bitch just, she needed to be slapped.
Strip Cards Against Humanity.
And it's Sunday night. Did you do the sing-along with Sound of Music?
One of them is gay and the other is straight.
I'm so gay.
Apparently he became gay.
It might be a source of sexually positive pleasure.
We worked on it. We had pleasure. That's great.
That's how it's done.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I am Ray.
Welcome to episode 553. It's a Tuesday, January 27, 2015.
The first month's already over with.
That's right.
Time goes by so fast these days.
How do you like my hair?
It's long, luxurious.
My Elsa hair.
I don't know. Do blondes have more fun?
No, I don't know. Do they?
Well, maybe you have been wearing your new hair long enough then to find
That's
out.
Right. I don't know. Yeah, I got this from Christmas. It's one of Mike's gifts for me last Christmas. So I just thought of wearing it today. So yeah, it's my Elsa hat.
And it's very appropriate with what's going on in the Northeast.
That's right. So
we can sing, let it snow, let it snow. The cold never bothers these bitches anyway.
Actually, it is bothering them right now. So we are hoping that you guys are safe there. People are our friends there in the Northeast U.S. side. I hope you guys are keeping yourselves warm and safe and out of trouble and hope you have food.
I know the weatherman was promising everybody other 8 to 10 inches, and I know a lot of people got excited about that.
Nice. That's right. 8 to 10 inches. Yeah. AOL inches? Okay, let me take this
snow
off.
Inches.
Snow inches. Okay.
Yeah. So okay. The power snow bottoms will get blowed really well.
Mm-hmm. All right, so, okay, do I have hair fuzz on me? No? Yeah. Okay, good. All right, so Ray and I just went to Christmas today, so.
Yeah. They're not a corporate sponsor, but if they'd like to be, please call us. We need some new equipment.
We're drinking my Mountain Dew. It's the only time I actually drink Mountain Dew. Whenever you and I go to Quiznos, that's the only time ever.
Yeah.
I would drink.
Well, I do. Mountain well, Dew. I drink the Mountain Dew because it's got a bunch of caffeine in it. And because we do this after work, I'm usually brain dead.
No.
So I try to do it to be a little bit more up pep. But the downside of that is usually when we're done with the podcast, I'm so wound up, I go home and I can't go to sleep.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So.
Then you take a Xanax.
I don't have any Xanax, but I'm going to work on that.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to take something to make me sleep tonight because I'm trying to get my sleep schedule worked out from the vacation because it's been crazy.
Yeah. So it's a big show for you guys that we have. And before we go on with our topics, we just have some weekend updates. So,
yeah. So what's your weekend update?
Yeah. So last weekend.
I heard you saw St. Arnold.
Yes, St. Arnold. No, we went to the St. Arnold Craft Brewery in Houston. And that was.
Did you get blessed?
Yes, blessed
by
with
50
beer.
Different flavors, yeah.
Yeah. I got to try the Weed Whacker, the Amber Ale? No, IPA. Yeah, I like dark beers. I like hoppy beers, I mean. So have you been there before?
You like beers with rabbits in them?
Yes, hoppy beers.
Okay.
With rabbits in them.
No, I've never been there. Robbie's been there because the company he works for, they sell their beer, so they invited them over and.
You know, yeah, it's amazing because you only pay $10 per person, then you're given a glass, and you walk around with this glass, and they give
half
you
half empty,
four.
And then you refill it.
Yeah, well, you have these chips, and then you choose what kind you want to drink next. So you have these chips, and I want to try the amber ales, and then you give out the chip and
root I want beers. The rabbit beer.
Yeah, the rabbit beer, the hoppy ones, the root beer. It's free.
Oh, they make root beer?
Yeah, there's just a pitcher there. You pour it yourself if you want to. Yeah, it's root beer, but nothing there is diet. Nothing is diet drinks. Yeah. So anyway, there are no light drinks. You know. So St. Arnold is one of the craft breweries in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And it's located, it's near downtown. It's near downtown. Yeah.
Actually, I think it's in the building that used to be the HSID Food Services building. Where they warehouse all the frozen food and cold food and send it out to the schools and stuff.
Yeah. They did some tours there. I stood there for 15 minutes to, you know, just somebody talking about the beers and everything, and I didn't stay too long because I'm getting bored. I want to drink some more, so I want to get out. Yeah. So the tricky part there is that they only really serve drinks. I think they serve food too, but generally you can bring your own food.
Oh, okay.
So everybody brought chips, pizza. You can next time we're gonna make a picnic out of it and bring a whole meal like rice and noodles and stuff like that. Next time I'll do that, or egg rolls. I can probably do that. So it's next time. Yeah, we should do it. Mike loved it.
Yeah.
Mike didn't know how to go about it, and then so what do? We just pay and get this chips, drinks, and what's gonna happen? He didn't know. And then later on, he was enjoying. He's getting drunk and everything. So he was really, wow, this is fun. We should do this again.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So we might do that in the near future. And what else? What else happened? Oh yeah, you guys came over that evening. Yeah. So Ray and Steven and Josh came over. We had a simple dinner here at home, and we watched Y Tu Mama También. It's a Mexican movie. An old Mexican movie. I think it's with subtitles. Yeah. There's a lot of sex in it.
Well, there's a lot of teenage sex in it. Yeah. More about guys masturbating and stuff like that.
So. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Masturbating. Was it masturbating?
Yes, they were sitting on that. Remember, there's that whole scene where they're sitting on the diving boards and masturbating to see who comes first.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Remember this? And then you, all of a sudden you see the load being shot into the pool.
Oh, I didn't get to see. I didn't remember because I was cleaning.
You were doing cleaning and doing
I was cleaning and everything. So. Yeah, so I should watch that again. So yeah, Y Tu Mama También. It's a very nice movie. Okay, so I got to watch American Sniper.
That's cool.
It's a good film. I guess it's a contender for.
Is it very intense?
It's pretty intense. It, you know, you just think of yourself as how would you react if a kid has a bomb and going to kill your comrades? I mean, you kind of have to do what you have to do, right?
And it's kind of the way I feel about most kids. Bam!
Oh God. Be nice. Be nice to the kids. Think of the children, right? So, yeah.
Shut the hell up. Not annoy me.
Mm-hmm. So, what did you do the whole weekend?
Saturday, I cleaned up my house because it was a mess. Because I hadn't had a chance to do a real thorough cleaning since, like, Christmas. Like, before Christmas. Because
mm-hmm.
I did it before Christmas. Then we had Christmas. And then New Year's happened. Then I got sick. Then we went on vacation.
Oh, you didn't get to.
So you
put down the tree just now.
Yeah, the tree got taken. Well, Robbie took the tree down when he got back. He took the day. He had the day off, so he pulled it out of the house. But he'd taken all the decorations off of it. And then we took all the lights off of it on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just laying out. That'll be drug out Friday for the trash to pick up. So
yeah.
So, but the floor has been mopped. The living room's been put back together. The chairs, everything's been rearranged. So
mm-hmm.
did all that. And then tried to enjoy the sunshine as much as possible.
Yes, last weekend.
Because while
we never had sun,
everybody's so much sun. Snowed and frozen in up north, we're having nice 70-something degree weather.
I know, we did have some sun.
I worked today because I expected to be cold, and it was like, God, it's still 70-something degrees. I was like, all right.
Yeah. So. And that was good. I mean, last weekend, I had to get out. I have to get out because it's kind of sunny, and the weather's just perfect. Yeah.
And I'm kind of addicted to Sons of Anarchy, so I've been watching that a lot.
Oh, you've been watching that?
Yeah. So I'm in season 3 now, I think. So
season 3. If you're watching that, I'm watching The Killing on Netflix. Also. Yeah, Netflix. Is yours on Netflix?
Yes.
Yeah. Sons of Anarchy is on Netflix. This one, The Killing, is also on Netflix, and I've been watching that. That's pretty good, too. I thought the first season will have a closure, but then it had somewhat of a closure, but the story keeps going on, and then it's pretty good. Pretty good movie. Yeah, pretty good TV show on Netflix. And one of them who plays the character, Stan Larsson, is really hot bear too.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of interested how he will progress. So I'm watching that. It's pretty good. And you don't know who's the killer.
Yeah.
You don't know who's the culprit. And you'd be surprised which one is the one causing the, you know, yeah. Just so many twists. So many twists. Which is good. It's fun. The Killing on Netflix. Yeah. And then what else happened? That's right. Should mention also, if you guys are going to TBRU, let me know. Because I plan to go to TBRU. I'll be there on that Friday until Sunday. Yeah.
I do not plan to go to TBRU, but have fun.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So if you guys want to meet, let's meet up there. Okay. So TBRU on. Yeah, I'm gonna be there on that Friday to Sunday, so that'd be fun. Also, according to Tommy, thank you, Tommy, for the recommendation. Tommy suggested the Chipotle Sofritas. You don't eat Chipotle much, do you? Mm-mm. You know, like, why don't you like Chipotle?
Chipotle is in the restaurant.
Yeah.
Because it's owned by McDonald's.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
It's fast food Mexican, and I'm not sure how healthy some of that stuff is.
I
much prefer Mission Burrito, which I don't know if they're any better, but.
But that's the point of Chipotle. They are saying that these are corn-fed. No, not corn-fed, but they're all organic and stuff like that.
Chipotle's next to me. Well, they're close to the office, so our home. So, mm-hmm. And they usually stick them in, like, here in Houston, they're kind of like high-end white residential neighborhoods.
Oh, really? They only serve it there?
Yeah.
So I got to try Sofritas. It's a new. So they have chicken, they have meat, they have chicken, they have pork, they have beef, they have, and now they have tofu. So Sofritas is gone out. It's just really mashed tofu. And it's kind of weird eating it. I don't know if we're going to order it again, but we'll see. It's the texture is like, it's like kind of rubbery, you know. Have you tried eating tofu before?
I try not to.
You try not to? You don't like tofu? No. God, it's so hard to feed Ray. Good God.
That's what Robbie says. He's always bitching about my picky eating. But.
Okay. All right, let's move on to the topics, Ray. What do we have here? Okay.
Our topic this week is what to do when you wake up to your partner masturbating beside you.
Golf claps. Do that.
Is that what you do? Well, the reason I thought this was kind of funny because I got busted by my partner masturbating this week, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we went in the bed together. I was in the living room, and they had gone to bed. And apparently, they got up, and I didn't know it.
Oh, okay.
So, it was late, and I was trying to go to sleep, and usually sometimes masturbating helps you go to sleep. So.
That is true. I mean, I do that, too, because
because most guys orgasm and then fall asleep. That's what I was...
You're banking on that, right?
Because I was like, shit, I need to go to sleep. It's 2:30 in the fucking morning.
You have to come so you could...
Okay. Yeah, but I don't think I've ever awoken somebody else masturbating in the bedroom like that.
Yeah, I do that more, I guess. I haven't. It would be hot. I think it would be hot watching.
Because I know. One of my exes said that I used to masturbate myself in my sleep. I wouldn't like jack off, but I'd like, and I think, I know I like scratch myself at night, like OCD stuff, like I start scratching when I'm asleep. Mm-hmm. So I think it was more about scratching my balls because I know some mornings I wake up and they're raw because I've scratched them so much.
Oh. And then it's so, kind of wet around. No, not
me. Yeah, yeah. I don't ever remember having a wet dream. Maybe because I masturbated too much as a teenager. But
is that what? That's what it is, right? If you masturbate too much, you won't get wet dreams.
I don't know. I'm done now.
You don't
I just know. I never got one. As far as I can remember, I've never had one.
So. I think I remember when I was a teenager. Yeah. Anyway, let's go to the article here. So okay. It's actually a Dear Prudence article. So yeah.
This is from Slate. Dear Prudence, I recently moved in with my boyfriend of about 2 years. Everything has gone pretty well except one. My boyfriend always has a very strong libido. I have no complaints about that, but lately his desire has been over the top, and the other night he crossed a new line. I have not been as aroused lately due to some issues outside of our relationship, and it's been a little hard on him. The other night when I came to bed, he was already asleep. He woke up as an odd drifting away. I felt the bed shake a little. I looked over to discover that he was masturbating right there next to me. I told him I found it gross, and he said that most other people would just join in. Am I wrong for thinking this crosses some sort of politeness barrier? I feel icked out and don't know what to say. Sleeping beady.
You know what? I think it's okay. It's a human thing to do. It's just that sometimes you can join, sometimes you just don't.
Yeah.
And he, let's read what he has to say. What can you do? Yeah.
For many a batter, the act is condoned alone in private. Other people, I guess, are inevitably comfortable in their own homes and ready to bust a nut whenever the need arises. If you're from the latter scenario, you could, one, laugh.
You can laugh.
Yeah. Who could blame me for letting out a little quarter for waking up to a swift handy? So, mm-hmm. You know, that's, you can laugh about it. It's kind of funny.
It's kind of funny watching your partner masturbate. Okay.
Two,
Just ignore it.
Ignore it. That's
ignore
right.
it. I mean, yeah.
Hey, it ain't your first masturbation adjacent moment. Maybe a sixth sense and a masturbation radar. So
Mike just ignores me. So
that's right. Number three is okay. He can lend a hand.
And sometimes he lends a hand.
Yeah, sometimes lends a hand. So I know that's a lot of times like fooling around that with ex partners or fuck buddies or tricks or whatever that. Even though we did a whole bunch of stuff and we ended up just jacking each other off at the very end.
Yeah. So we both But that's
jacking
different.
Jacking off next to each other.
But that's different. The situation here is
well,
that you're sleeping.
Yeah, yeah. They're sleeping. I mean,
but jacking off each other, I guess, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So do we say lend a hand?
Yeah, lend a hand.
Okay.
Or this one I don't like, the fifth one.
Shut it down.
To shut it down. Stop jerking off.
Yeah. And in the article, I don't think it said if this was a woman. It's a woman. Okay.
It's a woman.
Well, see, women get a little more.
Yes, but for
about stuff like that.
Yeah, women would be like that. But there are times when, oh, there was even an article before. It was Miss Abby, I remember, something similar also that she barged in the bathroom and she saw the husband, husband jacking off on the toilet, something like that, jacking off. And then the woman was panicking and everything. What should I do, Miss Abby? I don't know which one.
Well, there.
Oh, the answer.
Yeah.
That the columnist said. Knock first.
Yeah.
You should knock first.
So always knock for an inner room.
Yeah.
And wait for acknowledgement. And then if you don't get acknowledgement, then you can kick the door down and go in with guns blazing.
And join him.
So, but.
Or help out.
Yeah, shut down. And then, of course, you can, start jacking your own stuff.
You know what? Audience, you got to do it. You got to tell us if you've caught someone sleeping with you jacking off. I mean.
That's right.
That'd be nice
and,
to hear
and
from
what
you
happened?
Guys.
Was it something you expected? Did you not care? Did it freak you out?
Did you join?
I'll read all this erotic fiction. I always hear about these great things as teenagers about all these guys just doing circle jerks with each other. Never happened with me.
Did it happen with me? I can't remember if I did. No, I think, yeah, we did. I did one time. I'm not going to go elaborate on that one, but yeah. It happens. When you're kids, things happen. So, okay.
And I like the answer that they gave her says, dear sleeping, your boyfriend was aroused by the nearness of you, and because you've made clear you're not available sexually at the moment, he decided to take care of himself. He was being both flattered and polite. I agree with him that in response to the bed tremors, you should have offered to lend a hand. Be glad that you're not one of those women whose partner finds the internet indefinitely more gripping than her. Even people who enjoy the most robust sexual relationship can sometimes desire a quick personal self-relief. And yes, I will say this. Masturbation helps with stress relief, nerves, sleep, all kind of shit. I mean, it's just like, so it might be that instant 30-second gratification, but after that, for a little while, you're on that euphoria and you just calm. So,
okay, I should tell a quick story from a friend of mine. So a friend of mine was telling me when, of course, he's a man, he would sometimes want to jack off. So him and his partner is beside him and say, okay, I'm going to have sex
with myself.
Well, it's more like you are welcome to join. If not, then I will do it alone. So it's kind of considerate, right? Yeah. Don't you think? Okay. In other words, I'm going to jack off. If you want to join along, then let me know so you could join. We could join. Yeah. I mean, kind of considerate. I think. I guess. Not that you're asking. Not that he's asking permission. It's more like if you want to join me, I'm going to have sex, whether you're involved or not. So
I got to add in something first. On that first one where it said laugh.
Oh, yeah.
You have to watch it because I remember now. There was somebody I walked in on and they were masturbating.
Uh-huh.
And I was so shocked and tickled. All I could do was break out laughing my ass off.
Is this somebody I know?
I cannot say that. But they got their feelings hurt and it was a big fight about it.
Oh, really?
And it wasn't that I was laughing at them or anything. It was just the situation and I just thought it was funny. It's kind of like one of those things you walked in on somebody jacking off and that's kind of like a private thing. And, and this was 30-something years ago almost. No, 20-something years ago. So.
Oh.
But I laughed and they got their feelings hurt. And
wait. There's a difference between laughing and laughing at it, you're pointing at it.
No, I just walked in. It was like by shock, and I just started laughing. It's like one of those.
Oh, okay.
You
didn't point at his crotch or anything. No. You didn't do that. You just laughed because of the situation.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
I'll find out later who it is. Anyway, so what do you guys think? Audience, okay, let us know. Have you caught someone beside you who's sleeping with you? Maybe it's your partner or somebody you just see, you're just really sleeping with. Literally, because
better yet, if you caught bucking. Somebody like on when you're traveling on a plane masturbating on a train or a bus, because I hear about that happens a lot. I mean, there's videos of the guy that was, we talked about it in an article that was, maybe we didn't talk about it, maybe it was just one I read that was jacking off on the plane and he was videotaping it while, and the stewardesses were walking by and stuff, and you know, it was, he did it, jacked off right there on the plane.
Would that be considered a mile high club?
With yourself, yes.
With yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the hand mile. It's the hand mile.
Hand mile. Mile high hand club, hand job club. Anyway, so yeah, let us know if you have experienced someone beside you in bed started jacking up. Okay, let's go with the events, Ray.
Okay,
so let's take the events here. North American Bear Weekend. And it's called the Lumberjacks Getaway. It's on February 26th in Lexington, Kentucky. Actually, last year or 2 years ago, I did want to go to this trip, to this, mm-hmm. to this. Maybe next year, I don't know. One of these days, I'm going to go. Why? Because Kentucky is one of the states I haven't been. I have four more to go, and Kentucky is one of them.
Where is this? Is in Lexington, Kentucky. Okay.
Does it count? Does it count if I go to Lexington?
No, it's fine.
It's fine. Okay.
Slam, but you got to get up in some of the hills in Kentucky. You better watch it.
Okay.
Damn.
It's one of those.
Yeah.
So join over 500 bears, cubs, and their admirers for our fourth annual North American Bear Weekend in Lexington, Kentucky. It's on February 2015. Pack your sexiest flannel and long johns for our Lumberjacks Getaway. It's one of those lumber sexual parties, I guess.
Is it really lumber sexuals? Come on now.
I don't know.
Those only happen in magazines.
Oh, really? So our four-day action-packed itinerary of exciting activities is sure to keep all our guests entertained. So for more info, go to nabweekend.com. That's nabweekend.com. Yeah, short
NAMBLA.
For... Not NAMBLA, oh. NAB. Okay. North American Bear Weekend.
Okay. And another event that's coming up that Maynard is going to is TBRU 20. Bears at Studio 54, return to the discotheque. Thursday, March 12th, 2015, for 4 days in Dallas, Texas. Join the Bears as they celebrate their 20 years of Texas Bear Roundup with TBRU 20. Bears at Studio 54, return to the discotheque. Dust off your mirror balls, leisure suits, and roller skates as you take a trip back in time.
Yep. I'm excited about it.
They got some big bitches out there roller skating. You better get some video taping of that shit. That'd be hilarious.
We shall see. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah. So you can go to tbru.org and register. Well, if you ain't registered by now, you're probably screwed. But and again, got a hotel.
Yeah, you better get a hotel there. Okay. So yeah, tbru.org. Now it's time for the gay, the geek, and the bizarre. Okay. Who's going to take the gay?
I'll take the gay.
Okay.
All right, hanging out at New York's sex-free, alcohol-free bear den. When you think about bears, you might think of heavyset gay men in leather. Do you think that?
No, not at all, no. Bears in leather, no.
Yeah, but the bears of New York Bear Den defy the stereotype. As I entered the bear den, a sober meetup spotting queens. Well, there are a bunch of bears that are queens. I expected the casual, whatever that word is, but instead I found an endearing...
Bacchanalia.
Oh, yeah, I get it. That's Bacchus, the Greek god, the Roman god of partying. Okay. But instead, I found an endearing group of friends eating red velvet cake in the shape of a teddy bear. Those bitches always be eating. I'm telling you, they eat good if you're around bears.
What's interesting about this venue now, it's in Queens. I've never heard of a bear group in Queens. This is the first time I've heard of it. Maybe I just
ignorant. And that's something else. People, if you're young and you're starving, make friends with bears because they always got food around, so you'll be able to eat and starve. So
the usual that I, whenever I picture bears in New York, it's going to be at the dugout. Well, it used to be the dugout, so it's in Christopher Street, but yeah, that's the way I remember it.
Right. The New York Bear Den bills itself as a hate-free, alcohol-free, attitude-free alternative to the gay bar scene, and most members see body positivity as a core part of the bear culture.
Alcohol-free?
A God forbid.
People go somewhere else.
To be a bear is more about being a member of the bear community than it is about anyone's appearance or style. Mark, a well-spoken bear who's attended nearly every meeting in the Bear Den's six-year existence, told me, "For every description you could use of a bear, there will be bears that will not fit the rule, other than being big, hefty men." Chaz, a biker with a stark black...
Chaz Bono?
I don't think it's Chaz Bonham.
Okay.
Chaz, a biker with stark black tattoos on his arm, agreed. The majority of the people that come here aren't necessarily big and hairy. You're going to see skinny hairless guys and skinny hairy guys, he said.
See, if I go there, I can fit in.
Maybe.
Yeah.
There are a lot of guys out there who like the bear community because we're so inclusive. We're all strangely unique and uniquely strange. For subculture known as embodying a specific type, the bear's inclusivity was striking as for the bear's positivity about people who identify as transgender. Robert, the resident Latino bear psychic who wore a 70s-inspired outfit with Edwards.
Edwards.
Edwards?
I don't know what it is.
Oh, I think that's the guy's name. While Edwards, a tall, squeaky-voiced black man, wore strictly Unitarian work clothes. While LGBT people are still fighting more diverse representation of gay men on TV and in film, 30 or so and out proud men from a handful of ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds fill the bear den. Many guys embrace their own cutesy earth sign nickname. Panda bears, black bears, polar bears, grizzly bears, mama bears, cubs, and otters, and maybe a chaser or two.
Okay, so next time if I go to New York, mm-hmm. I would definitely go to this place. It's... well, I guess I have to coordinate where it's going to... Yeah. Where I don't know where in Queens it is. I am sure the address is somewhere there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
This is a bear... This is a bear-free... This is a drug and alcohol-free event. We're also friendly with AA, NA, and other 12-step programs. Although we are not a 12-step program, we're not a support group by any means, Chaz said. There are events that we do host that are in bars, but this is our safe place. So basically, it's a place you can go be yourself. You don't have to worry about drinking and drugs and all this other stuff. So if you're trying to recover,
but they have food.
But there is food. So
if you're
an overeater anonymous, you have to take your pile with you to make sure you don't eat red velvet bear shaped cake.
If you have your encouragers and gainers, yeah, I'm looking forward to go to New York and just to visit this place. It's in Queens. I mean, I rarely go to Queens. I usually either go Manhattan or where can I go? Either there or Queens. What's the other? Brooklyn. Yeah. We go to Brooklyn.
Well, it's kind of interesting to hear this because, you know, most bear events are either about sex or drinking and partying that leads to sex.
That's right. But this one is kind of a wholesome bear group.
Well, this is all about just being social and hanging out.
Yeah. Interesting.
So.
Okay. It's good to hear.
It's like Facebook in real life.
All right. So shall we move on, Ray, to the geek? Okay. This, I don't have Grindr myself. I don't like Grindr, but it's pretty much similar to Scruff and Growler. So,
yeah,
it's about the lack of security, I guess, for Grindr. So, I read the article. It's pretty interesting because people use it for tracking people. Anyway, so
you can be stalked.
You can be stalked.
Which, when John and I originally talked about doing an app where you can co-locate, like a hookup app thing, mm-hmm. before Grindr, Growler, Scruff, and all those got released, he's like, oh, they'll never do that because they won't allow people to use GPS to locate other people around you. They'll never free that because that'll lead too much to stalking and being dangerous.
And look at it, no happen now.
Look at it now.
He would have been a millionaire now. So, okay, so tracking guys via Grindr is really easy, and Grindr doesn't seem to care. Wow. It's a big words, guys. Okay, so for over a year now, gay hookup app Grindr has been seriously secured. It has had a security flaw. It's a serious one, which allows users to be tracked very closely. Wow, I guess through the last meter, I guess. Mm-hmm. And Grindr's response has been tepid at best. Some countries were only blocked after the security flaw was discovered, and some reported that Grindr was being used for tracking by Egyptian police and at the Russian Olympics in Sochi.
So all those gays being busted was Grindr's fault.
That's right, because they can locate. Growler has done a good job about that. They can turn off your location, so nobody can tell where you are, which is good. I guess that's why Coley, the maker of Growler, made it. So from the technical standpoint, finding someone's precise location from their Grindr profile is deceptively easy. Based on your current location, Grindr tells you the location of other users in the area with a level of precision down to the meter. See, just a few meters, you can find it on its own. On its own, that's not exactly useful. If you're in a city, there's quite a lot of people within 6,452 yards of you. So the problem with Grindr, however, is that though some incredibly basic spoofing, it doesn't even warrant being called a hack. Users can trick Grindr into thinking they're somewhere there that they're not. I think you can just simply change where you are, your location. I guess that's how it is. It doesn't use the GPS at that point. If someone does this a few times in quick succession, they'll get the distance of each individual user from three different points. The result, as you can see from the high school geometry below, but there's a picture here, yeah, is that individual Grindr users can be precisely located.
That's trilocation. That's what the police use when they try to find somebody through their cell phone. Mm-hmm. So they measure the distance from the towers, and whoop, there you are in that field over there.
There's a gay over there. Then yeah, they hunt you down, and you're gone. So what do you guys think? Are you guys a victim of being stalked because they can tell because you're using Grindr? I imagine people are really easy to locate in Grindr.
Well, you know, I've had somebody that was actually—he was talking to some guy on one of the apps, and he was like, "The next thing you knew, somebody was knocking in his door."
Oh yeah.
And the guy had been talking to him long enough that he'd kind of figured out where he lived.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And it was, like, creepy. And he said after that he quit having any kind of social apps like that. He cut them all out.
Yeah.
Anything that could tell you how far away you were from them and this, that, and the other. And
yeah. It's pretty scary.
Because people are a little bit crazy out there. A little crazy.
So tell us what you think about your Grindr profile. Yeah. Has anyone located you?
That's right.
Just because, oh, you're using Grindr, aren't you? You're just 0.1 meters from me. Oh, my God.
Well, I remember when I used to have that, I used to get some people like 50 feet away, and I'm like, oh, where in the hell are they? I'm standing right here.
Yeah.
So.
You should just. those are the buggy ones, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
The buggy days. All right. So tell us about your Grindr experience if you got stalked.
That's right.
All right.
All right. On to the bazaar.
Okay. I have so much to say about this. Go ahead, Ray. Okay.
Oh, my God. Man, he's got to have so much to say.
Okay. Okay.
Well, here's another man who paints pictures with his penis. This eyewitness news report by Coconuts TV comes to us via Dig. Picasso uses his penis, scrotum, and occasionally butt cheeks to complete his various projects, which is surely an impressive technical feat. If you'd like to view this a little more close and personal, try his Vimeo homepage, and Maynard could put the links there. I cannot stress enough how very unsafe a work it is. Seriously, do not click. And they got a bunch of pictures here and stuff while they say that. But the final product might have clashed with your decor. Never have subject matter and technique been so perfectly aligned. But even if you aren't in the market for an enormous painting of a woman masturbating, wouldn't it be worthwhile to see the looks on visitors' faces as you inform them the enormous canvas hanging on your living room wall was painted by a dude who used his dick a deal twice precisely short.
You know what? I would buy one of these.
Well, look at them. I mean, there's like a Bart Simpson thing, a Homer Simpson one, and a bunch of other like popular pop culture stuff. Yeah. And they're actually pretty good. I was like, wow, that's actually pretty good.
Yeah,
so he's got a little dick that he can get very fine with.
No, I think not necessarily a little dick. It could be an average size dick. It's just that he's uncut. This is what I think what it is. He's uncut. Mm. And he uses the foreskin a lot.
Yeah.
And of course, with the foreskin, with a little bit of manipulation there, you can go fine. You can go thick with a thick brush. But if you're cut, you're kind of SOL. You can't. I don't think you can use your head for painting. It's got to be one flat all the time. But then if you have your foreskin, I could imagine you can use your foreskin.
Well, there are pictures there on the article. Maynard posts the link so you can go look at it and tell us what you think. See if you would buy one of these pieces of artwork or if you'd like to see him do his artwork.
You know what? That's the funny part. If you do see it and it's an ordinary picture, for example, like, yeah, if it's an ordinary picture, then you just tell the story of it. This was drawn using a dick, using a prick, by Picasso.
By Picasso, that's right.
I like the name. Yeah, okay, so that's an interesting article. Yeah. So, yeah, let us know what you guys think of the articles we talked about this episode. Okay, so shout-outs. Let's do some shout-outs, Ray.
To Chaser Tony from the CBC. Happy birthday. Today is his birthday.
Mm-hmm, that's right, happy birthday. And Robert. Robert and Brett, Robert.
Okay.
Robert, yeah, Robert's birthday. Happy birthday, Robert. And Stephen and Josh, who came with us last weekend for
dinner.
Your dinner, so yeah. Shout out to you guys. All right, so I guess that's it. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or if you'd like to comment on one of the articles we talked about or leave us your masturbatory story of waking up with somebody masturbating next to you or somebody catching you or whatever, you can call us at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Leave us a call, leave us a voice message, and we'll play the call on the show.
Yeah. You know what's funny? If that we asked if they caught their partner being masturbating. What if you got caught?
Well, yeah, tell us
what
happened. If you got caught, so it goes either way. So
go either way. Tell us about your being caught and or catching someone.
That's right. Beside you. Call us in, Devin. Tell us your stories.
Devin, tell us about your stories, Devin.
People just walking in on you. Going to take a shower.
Okay, so subscribe by iTunes, Vimeo, and YouTube. And you can also catch the show, the audio. You can on Bear Radio Network and also on Stitcher Radio. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter and go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening. And we'll catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many wolves and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.
I saw a woman doing it in the car this morning. She was sitting there with her hair and she was...
La, 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 la.
Is your voice clear now?
It's very queer.
How you doing?
That's so queer.
Bring on the donkey. My hand smells like Quiznos in my crotch.
Oh,
gotcha.
That's gross.